אוקיי, מקווה שהחזרה הייתה חזרה מועילה, ועכשיו נתחיל משנה חדשה. אשתו של הרב יסלובס, לא יודע מה השם שלו, או צבי, התקשרה לדעת מתי השיעור, אז עד שהוא מגיע נדבר בעברית. אוקיי. המביא גט, במשנה בדף תסם מדלס, המביא גט ממדינת הים אינו יכול לומר בפני נכתב, בפני נכתב. אם יש לו עדים יסקיים בחוסמה, זה כבר ראינו, כן? הסוגיה הזאת כבר ראינו בדף ד' ומדי, דף ה' מדל, מה הפירוש אינו יכול, ושם דיברנו על המושג של אילם, אם אתם זוכרים, אנוטוספוס, ורן וכו'. אוקיי. בואו נראה את הסיפה. אחד גיטי נשים ואחד שחרורי עבדים שבו למוליך ולמביא. וזו אחת מן הדרכים ששבו גיטי נשים לשחרורי עבדים. כאן תוספות מעלה שתי שאלות, אחת מאוד מאוד עקרונית והשנייה ראשונית. שני תוספות, אחד דיבר מסקל שבו, אחד דיבר מסקל ששבו. בואו ניקח אותם כסדר התוספות. שבו למולך ולמביא. כלומר שיש דין של תקנה של בפני נחתם, בפני נחתם, לגבי גט שחרור שנשלח ממדינת הים לארץ ישראל, כמו אצל גט אישה, ואם תאמר בישלמה באישה, הווה משום עיגונה. אנחנו למדנו את הסוגיה, חזרנו על הסוגיה. יש לנו כאן כולה, כולה עצומה. בדרך כלל, אין דבר שבערב פחות משניים. בדרך כלל קיום שטרוס צריך שני עדים. מה פתאום כאן שאנחנו סומכים על עד אחד? אז יש כלומר מערכת שלמה, בין לפי רבא, בין לפי רבא, אבל השורה האחרונה, משום עיגונה יקילו בי. איזה עיגון יש בעבד? בעבד מה עיגון יש? דאם משום דאוסר בסחורן ובשבחה, כלומר אם אנחנו נגיד שניתן לו את הגט, אבל אנחנו לא יודעים אם זה גט שחרור כשר או לא, וכיוון שאנחנו לא יודעים אם זה כשר או לא, אז הוא ספק עבד, ואם הוא ספק עבד, אז עכשיו הוא לא יכול להתרתן עם שבחה, כי אולי הוא בן חורין, לא יכול להתרתן עם בת חורין, כי אולי הוא עבד, אז זה העיגון, כלומר הוא נשאר במצב של אין לו אישה, זה מצב של עיגון, אבל למה נכניס עצמנו לבעיה הזאת? לא ריסוי השליח לעבד גצה שהיא מדינת הים, ולא יוסר בשפחה. אז פשוט נפתור את הבעיה שלא ניתן לו את הגט, הוא בוודאי עבד, הוא בוודאי עבד, אז הוא מותר בשפחה, ואין כאן עניין של עיגון. למה שניצור בעיה של עיגון, ואז נפתור את הבעיה, שלא ניצור את הבעיה בהתחלה? זוהי קושיית תוספות, קושיה מאוד מאוד חזקה. ותוספות עונה, ויש לומר, דחושב עיגון, הודו אוסר בבסחורין, ומה שאינו מסחייב במצווס. מישהו יכול להגיד לי בלשון מאוד מאוד פשוטה, מה תוספות אומר, מה העיגון שנמצא כאן, מה המצב הבלתי נסבל שאנחנו מוצאים אצל האדם הזה?
העבדוס.
עצם העבדוס זה מצב של עיגון. כך תוספות אומר. סוף כל סוף, חושב עיגון הדאוסר בבסחורין ואינו מסחי במצוות, זה המצב של עבדות. עבד הוא אדם שעבר תהליך של גיור חלקי, right? מדובר כאן עבד כנעני, הוא עבר גיור חלקי, אז מצד אחד הוא בדרך להיות ישראל, אבל הוא אסור בבסחורין, כי הוא רק עבר גיור חלקי. יש חלות שם עבד, כן? יש כאן קניין איסור. והוא רק חייב במצוות כמו אישה ולא כמו גבר, אז הוא לא חייב, אינו מסחייב במצוות לגמרי, הוא חייב במצוות, ראינו שיש כנס להוציא אותו לחוץ לארץ, אבל לא חייב במצוות לגמרי, זה המצב של עיגון. Okay? He's in this halfway house, and this halfway house is a מצב של עיגון. ולכן, כמו שתקנו לאישה בפני נכתב ובפני נכתב כדי להקל על מצב עיגונה, כדי להוציא אותה ממצב של עיגון להיות בת חורין, להתחתן עם מי שהיא רוצה, להיות גרושה, הוא הדין כאן, בגלל המצב של עבדות, אנחנו הקלנו שעד אחד נאמן להגיד לפני נחתם, לפני נחתם, כדי שהעבד הזה יהיה משוחרר. כך תוספות אומר. זה חידוש עצום, אתם מבינים, להגיד ככה. וזה בעצם מחלוקת תנאים. כן? אם אנחנו נעבור לדף יוד אלף עמד בייס, אולי, כן, בואו נעבור לדף יוד אלף עמד בייס. יש שם משנה, האומר תן גט זה לאשתי בשטר שחרור זה לעבדי, אם רוצה לחזור בשניהם יחזור דברי רב מאיר. חכמים אומרים בגיטי נשים, אבל לא בשחרור יעבודם, לפי שזוכן לו אדם שלא בפניו ואין חבן לו אלא בפניו. כלומר שיש כאן מחלוקת בין רב מאיר וחכמים, מה הקשר בין גט אישה לבין שטר שחרור. שגט אישה מצד אחד יש בזה חלק של זכות, האישה הזאת תוכל להתחתן עם מי שהיא רוצה, מצד שני יש צד של חובה, שהאישה מאבדת את כל הזכויות שהיו לה בכתובה, את המזונות ואת הפדיון וכולי וכולי. אבל אצל שטר שחרור, אז זה מחלוקת בין רב מאיר וחכמים. לפי רב מאיר, כמו שיש צד של חובה בגט אישה, הוא עדין יש צד של חובה בשחרור. המשנה מזכירה את זה שאם מדובר על עבד של כהן, אז פוסל את עצמו מן התרומה. ולפי החכמים, לא, שחרור גט, שחרור עבד, זה זכות. זה זכות. אין בזה צד של חובה. ואם תסתכלו דקה בדף י"ג עמד א', אז שואלים על רב מאיר, תנח עבד כהן. כלומר, אולי בעבד כהן יש קצת חובה שהוא מאבד את הזכות לאכול תרומה. אבל מה על דבר עבד ישראל? אז הגמרא בא לידי מסקנה, עבדה, לפי רב מאיר, עבדה בהפקר ניחלי, זירלי, שכיחלי, פריצלי. כלומר, שהעבד הוא מעדיף להיות עבד. עבד הוא במצב של הפקרות, ואדם הוא נהנה להיות במצב של הפקרות. ולכן כאשר אתה משחרר עבד, אתה הופך אותו לבן חורים, אתה מטיל עליו כל מיני אחריות, he becomes, has all these responsibilities he didn't have as an עבד, זה חוב. ולפי חכמים, הם חוקים על זה. הם אומרים, מי ניחלה בהפקרה? אדם שהוא גוי, גוי ניחלה בהפקרה. הוא שמח שרק יש לו שבע מצוות בני נוח, אין לו תרייג. כך תוספות אומר כאן, דיבר מסקל עבדה. אז גוי, כן, לגייר גוי, יש בזה עניין של חובה. אבל עבד, כלומר לפי החכמים, נכון, הוא נחלה בהפקרה, אבל לא נחלה שרשות אחרים עליו. In other words, it comes at a price. The הפקרות comes at a price that he is basically an עבד. וזה נחשב כחוב. The bottom line, לפי החכמים, זה שלשחרר עבד זה זכות. מה שאין כן לפי רב מאיר זה לא זכות. אז תוספות כאן הולך על ליבה דחכמים. Our תוספות, שלהיות עבד זה מצב של עיגון, זה בעצם מה שחכמים אומרים, שלהשתחרר זה זכות. אז ההפסד של הזכות, the lack of the זכות of שחרור, זה העיגון. כן, רק תבינו, שתוספות אצלנו הולך לפי חכמים. כי לפי רב מאיר, עבדות זה לא מצב של עיגון, עבדות זה מצב שנחלי. עבד הוא שמח להיות עבד, הוא שמח שיש לו שפקה, הוא שמח שאין לו אחריות של פרנסה, הוא שמח שאין לו אחריות של מצוות לגמרי וכולי. מחלוקת רב מאיר וחכמים איך להסתכל על המצב של עבדות, האם עבד נחלי במצב שלו ולכן לשחרר אותו יש בזה חוב, או העבד נחלי להיות בן חורן, ולכן לשחרר אותו זה זכות, כן?
Is there a machlokes with Chacham and Rav Meir about
if we're Eichon Nemo? No, but Tosis is explaining our Mishnah according to the Chachamim. How our Mishnah would work according to Rav Meir is a good question. Okay, I mean, why according to Rav Meir would we say that there should be this kula of a fanayachta fanayachta for an eved? That Tosus doesn't answer. That Tosus doesn't answer. It's a very good question. Maybe, I don't know. Do you have another answer to Tosus's question? I don't have another answer to his question, but it's a good question on Rav Meir. Sometimes you have questions. Okay, so we have a good question on Rav Meir. But according to Chachamim, we have an answer. What?
We know Rav Meir holds the echad is an enemy.
It's a Mishnah. I mean, we assume, we don't find Rav Meir being cholik on the Mishnah of Shavu, Gitei, Noshim. These are three drachim, as Mishnah, the Braisa. Eitzel Eved, Shamatzav Shel Avdut, Mugdar, Ki Igun. Something uncomfortable, Ze Lefi Chachamim.
Can you say that it works even according to Rav Meir? Because when you talk about Zachan La'adam Shel Lefanav, or Chavan La'adam, you have to look at the Eved's perspective. But when we're talking about the giving the Get Shifur, we're not just looking from his perspective only, we're saying his process has already started. He's becoming something which is objectively better. And so the Chachamim were saying we're not going to hold him back just because of he doesn't have to wait.
It's possible. In other words, that once the Get Shichur was written, rather than simply say, don't give it until you have two Edim that can testify that it was written properly, Chachamim felt that, in other words, that will continue. Yitzchak, it's possible. Don't know. I don't have any proof one way or the other. It's a good question. It's a good possibility. Ma she'anachnu kein motzim kan, ze harashba b'kedushin shelokeach et hakol lo'od dargah. The Rashba takes everything we've been saying up to now and makes a quantum jump with this concept of the iguin of an eved. Let's just give a little background to understand the Rashba. Ra'inu b'mishnah b'daf yud alef amud bet, sheyesh lanu musag shel zochin ra'adam shelo b'fanav ve'ein chavin ra'adam ela b'fanav. She'efshar lizakot adam afilu im hu lo yodea b'chlal mei hazchut hazot. Me'efo ze nomad, as rak b'kiyus, mi shelamad kedushin, yodea shebetchilat haperek hasheni shel kedushin, yesh et ha-sugya shel shlichut, ma ha-makorot shel shlichut, daf mem alef amed alef, mem alef amed beis, v'az v'daf mem beis amed alef, ha-gemara she'omeret, ma ha-makor shel adin shel zachin, v'ha-gemara lomedet et ze mi nachalat eretz Yisrael, nasi echad, she'ha-nisi'im hayu, hem ziku et anshei ha-shevet shelahem b'chalukat ha-aretz. And she'kol ha-nasi shel shevet dan, hu kibel et ha-goral, hu asa et ha-goral, lefchor et ha-adama shel kol shevet dan. Ve-ma, ve-echu asa et ze, sof kol sof, b'shevet dan, hayu lo rak mevugarim elo gam ketanim, ve-katan ze ki'ilu hu lo nimtza, ki'ilu shelo b'fanav, az ro'im she'ish musag shel zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. Komer, etzem ze she-hanasi, haya yachol lezakot et ha-shevet shelo b'nachala shelahem, ze ha-makor shel zachin la'odam shelo b'fanav. Ze gemara b'kedushin daf mem beis. Achshev yesh machoket rishonim ma ha-mangnon, what is the mechanism, thank you, ma ha-mangnon shel zachin, ech ze poel. Rov rishonim omrim, v'shkogim rov ze v'rashi etzleinu, Rashi b'daf tesem edbeis, dibur hamaschil yachzor. We didn't learn this Gemara yet, but Rashi points out in this Gemara, in the middle of the Rashi, it's about a third of the way down the Amud, the middle of the Rashi, hamaschil yachzor, v'rabbonon pligei alei d'rav meir b'masnis, in v'amri d'b'shichur eno yochol lachzor mishinimsar liyad ze, that if someone receives a shichur for the eved, aval pi shelo asau ha eved shliach, mishum de kasavri zechutu le eved shiotzi mitachat rabo lecherut, v'zochin lo la'adam shelo befanav. Now Rashi explains, da anan sahadei the nechal leden ahave hay shlucho lahachi. Hadin shel zochin ra'adam shel befanav is a din shel shlichut. Okay, zochin mishum shlichut. I shlichut tzarich minui. V'kan ha'eved lo mina et oto adam lekabel et get shichur shelo. Hadin shel zochin ze anan sahadei sheze ki'ilu haya kan minui. Anan sahadei nechal leden ahave hay shlucho lahachi. But the whole principle of zochin works off of shlichus. And it's a virtual shlichus. We have this virtual shlichus. That's the way that zochin works. That's the way most Rishonim learn. Kasher nagila daf yud alaf amadeis la mishna sheken zochin nodem shalafanav az nireh et harishonim. Rov harishonim im shama al ha mishna. Volkan Rashi sa patarta bayashu who katav etzleinu. Yesh gam ktsot sheomer shezalo din. Zelo anan tzade, yavo zegzirat hakatuv, aval ech shelo yagufi, rov rishonim zedin shel shlichut. Ken?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the anan tzade from the shlichus. What was the anan
tzade? In other words, normally, in order to be able to create a shlichus, you have to be memana a shlichus. So we say anan tzade, that the Eved would have wanted to be memana this person as a shlich. He would have wanted to appoint this person as a shliach, and that's enough, namely that we are the witnesses that this individual has the power of attorney of the Eved. The Eved would have wanted to appoint him. That's a din of Zochin. Zochin Mishum Shlichut.
Well, that would have wanted to appoint him once he reached their goal in any way that it's time.
Right, but and the way that the goal works is that we have a din of Shulchal Shadim Kamo. So that if this person is my Shliach, when he receives the Shtar, it's as though I received the Shtar. So I want him to be my Shliach. Other Rishonim disagree, basically Rishonei Sfarad, again this we'll see when we get to Daf Yudah from Mudbeis, and they say you can't say that Tzchiyah is mita'am shlichus, because Tzchiyah works for a katan, and a katan can't make a shliach. The whole makar of Tzchiyah is from Chalukah Ta'aretz, that we gave the land to the Shevet, even to the katan of the Shevet, they were zocha in their chelek, via the Nasi. How can the Nasi be a shliach of a katan? A katan can't appoint a shliach. So they say zechiyah lav mitam shlichus. But then what? Yes, you say you, it's very nice to negate one approach. But then what is going to be the opposite approach? That the Rishonim don't say black and white. That goes on to the world of the Akronim. Namely, you have Rishonim who say zechiyah mitam shlichus. You have Rishonim who say zechiyah lav mitam shlichus. As a whole, Rishoni Ashkenaz hold zechiyah mitam shlichus. Rashi, Tosfos Harosh, Mordechai Bechule, they all say zechiyah mitam shlichus. And the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus. So over here, the Achronim basically say, if Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, it's Mitam Yad. A Katan can, in other words, those who learn the first Sugim above Metziah, a Katan can have an extended Yad. A Katana can have a Yad to receive her Get. In other words, she has her Yad. Her father could be her Yad to receive her Get. So maybe Zechiyah works Mitam Yad. That we'll see. Again, the Ksos is the Achron who basically sinks his teeth into this world of Zechiyah, and the Rav Baruch Be'er, the Birkas Shmuel, has Simon after Simon in Meseches Kedushin. Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, in other words, dealing with the din of Zechiyah. What does it mean, Zechiyah? Mitam Shlichus and Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus. And he quotes Rav Chaim, maybe it's all Mitam Shlichus, but there's a classic Shlichus, and then there's an unusual shlichus. Again, we'll talk about this later on. I'm just giving this as background for the Rashba. Now, ech shelo yiyeh, whether zechiyah is mitam shlichus or zechiyah is rav mitam shlichus. When we say zochin lo adam shelo b'fanav is assuming, according to 99% of the Rishonim, that the fellow is going to agree, that he's going to want the bottom line. Let's say that there's someone wins a lottery. He wins a car. And so, but he has to pick up the car within 24 hours, or he's going to lose it. So I say, okay, I'll pick up the car for him. Zachin lo adam shel b'fanav. Then I go to him and say, I picked up this car for you. A car? What do I need a car for? I don't want a car. In other words, I'm going to bankruptcy. If I have the car, I don't want the car. So then the whole thing falls off. And with the whole din of Zechiyah is always assuming that this person wants it. We can't have a din of Zechiyah ba'al korchacha. That's the way 99% of Rishonim say. In other words, Zechiyah is all a mistama. Mistama, he wants it. But if it turns out he doesn't want it, he's a tzaddik. Soni matanos yichya. I don't want to win lotteries. You know, I want to win a lottery in the Shemayim. I don't want to win a lottery here. It's going to take away from my zechiyot Hashemayim. I don't want. So then there's no din of zechiya. Zechiya is only assuming things are going to work out. There's no din of zechiya ba'al korcha. Comes along the Rashba in Kedushin, and he says that occasionally we have a zechiya ba'al korcha. That you can be zoche for a person even if he says, I don't want. When can you have a zechiya ba'al korcho? Says the Rashba, if it's a case of a zechut gomur, that there is a zechut which is eino gomur. A matana is a zechut which is eino gomur. A matana, people are going to be jealous of you. People are going to be taxes. There are all sorts of implications of getting a matana. So a matana is yichya. A matana is a zechut she eino gomur. The fellow decides he wants it, then we say zochin. Doesn't want it, we don't say zochin. However, in a zechut gomur, we say zochin across the board. This is the Rashba's. Lule de mistafina. If I wouldn't be afraid of saying this, I would say it. And the Rashba goes and says it, right? Okay, so, I mean, he says, it's like saying, Lufin is daiti, right? Lufin is daiti, says the Rashba. We have this case of the Zechut Gomer. And the example the Rashba gives of the Zechut Gomer is what? Shichur Eved. He says that since by a Shichur Eved, he's going to be mutar b'baschorin, and he's going to be chayev and mitzvos, this is a Zechut Gomer. Namely, he's taking what Tosus points out. Tosus says that to be an Eved is a matzav of Igun. And he makes a quantum leap that this matzav of Igun is going to turn the din of Zochin by an Eved into a Zchut Gomur, that even if the Eved screams, I want my Shivcha, I want my Avdus, I don't want responsibilities, I don't want mitzvahs, I don't want a Bas Chorin, I'm happy with my Shivcha, I'm Avda Befkeira Nichole, Pritzele, I want to remain an Eved, we ignore it. That's what the Rashba says, that this, the matzav that Tosis calls a matzav of Igun, according to the Rashba, turns this into a zchut gamur. Okay? This is the machlokes between the Rashba and all other Rishonim. The problem is, according to the Rashba, is how does this work? How does it work? How can you have a case of zechiyah mitam shlichus if the fellow says, I don't want him to be a shliach? How can you have zechiyah mitam yad if the fellow says, I don't want him to be a yad? I don't want any extensions. I'm not interested in all of this. In other words, this is the question that that the Achronim deal with, and I'll give you just three approaches. The Kitzer. One approach is an approach of the Machne Ephraim. There's a Machne Ephraim who deals with this in Hilchos Zechiyah Umatana in Siman Vav. He quotes over there the Rashba, this din of Zechut Gomur, and he asks, how can this be? And he says, it must be anan sahadeh, that probably at the time that the person became the zochin for the Eved wanted it. But what? Afterwards he was chozerbo. But originally he wanted it, because the Zechut Gomur everyone basically wants. Just afterwards they may have second thoughts. But the deep down feeling is one of Zechut. You know, it's sort of like the kofen oso achiyom arotza ani, that this is really the basic feeling of the individual, that the individual wants to do mitzvos, he wants to do that which is right, v'chule. So over here also, if it's a schus gomur, kanere that there was a subconscious rotzon to have this individual serve as his shliach, have this individual serve as his yad, and afterwards, he has this ruach shtut in which he says no. That's the direction of the Machne Ephraim. You know, he's trying to turn a square into a circle. We need shlichut. We need yad. This fellow screaming bloody murder. I don't want it. You probably wanted it earlier. That's one direction. The other direction, the other extreme, is the Birkash Mor Boch Berev Kamenetz. It's in Simon Yudalad in Kedushin. He has the whole Simon to try and understand the Rashba in a great Arichus. And basically, he creates this form of Shlichus that works even Bal Korcho. I won't get involved in it currently. We'll deal with it later on. Exactly what does that mean? But he doesn't turn it into there really was Ratzon. No, there's no Ratzon, but Becholzot. It works via shlichut. Rabbi Bednar suggested a third approach, just to keep it in mind, and that is that maybe the moment that we have something which is a schut gamur, it's not a situation where you have two parties to the transaction. That we have a baal and we have an eved, and the eved therefore has to want to receive the shtar shichur. The moment it's a schut gamur, so then it's a one-way street. Simply the baal is the only actor who is around, and he can give it baal korcho. A schut gamur doesn't require an acquiescence of the other party. Namely, it's a totally different track. It's a different track from the classic world of Shchiyah. The classic world of Shchiyah is that you have two parties, and one of them is doing the act, the other one is has a virtual shlichus or a virtual yad, etc., etc. Here, we're not dealing with anything virtual. Simply, it's basically baal korcho, that the moment it's a schut gamur, we impose it on the eved. We impose the schut gamur on the eved. Yes.
Does anyone think the Rashba's camp that schut gamur applies to any other area of Allah?
The only area that he mentions is he says kagon.
Right, but he mentions other things that are a schut gamur, and he like asks a kasha on himself.
That's why I wanted to link it in over here with Tosos. That Tosos over here points out that we have a concept of Igun. Taking Tosus to the extreme, you'd get to the Rashba. If we have a concept of Igun, then maybe this would be called the Schut Gamur. If it's a Schut Gamur, maybe it has different rules than the classic Zachin. What's really frightening, though, and this I don't have a response for, is how can the Rashba speak about something as being a Schut Gamur, it's going to work Baal Korcho, if it's a Machlokis Tanoim? Namely, this is all according to Rabbanan, but Rav Meir says, Avda Befkera Nichalei. Rav Meir says you can't even apply the world of Zachin. Let apply the world of Schut Gamur. In other words, how can something be gamur if we have two opinions as to... I hope you're all thought out already, right? It's a schut gamur. How can... I don't know. In other words... Okay, we pass like Rabbanan, but to pass like Rabbanan is to say we have a din of zochin. But to say we have over here a super zochin on something which is a machlokas tanoim is... Yeah? Everyone agrees you can be Meshachar and Eved Baal Korcho. That everyone agrees. The question is whether you can be Meshachar and Eved Baal Korcho via a third party. That's the question. That the third, what's a third party? Is Rav Al-Dram Didi. In other words, so that third party who's accepting it, that has to be somehow the ruts on the Eved. That's where the concept of Zochin comes about. That we have a Anan Sahadeh that the Eved would have wanted it. And then if the Eved says, I don't want it, how can we still apply the Anan Sahadeh? So either you have the approach of Machane Ephraim that once the Eved wanted it, or the approach of the Birka Shmuel that this is some sort of a Xeras HaKosuv, or we have that the whole concept of Zechiyah has changed in this circumstance. This is not the not working with the Dinim of Zechiyah.
So the way I wanted to think
Manganon. Mechanism. Okay. Okay, so there. Better than a Torah tidbit. Okay. So what we're doing over here is we're leaving things half baked. I know I'm leaving it half baked. I just, in other words, want to learn, understand the Mishnah and the Tosfos. And Bli Neder, when we get to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we'll be a little smarter. We'll have all this under our belts, and we'll be able at that point, when we get to the Mishnah of Zochin, to deal with this in a fuller manner. Yes?
The Rashi specifies that it's an
Evikani. Yes. Only an Evikani. Okay, that's Aleph. The Gemara itself, Mayeno Yochol Lomar, this Gemara also we saw in terms of Cheresh, the Mishnah HaKol Ksherim L'Havi Yisaget Chutz Mecheresh Shota V'Katan. We're dealing over here with a Shliach. The Shliach has to be a Bar Da'at. Amar Rav Yosef, Hakam Ayaskin, Gon Shen Nosna Lo Kishu Pikeach, O Hizbik Lomar Faneinach Nefna Achenit Cheresh. This we pointed out that we have a situation where a shliach has to be a bar da'at. At which points of the shlichus? At which points of the shlichus of the shliach have to be a bar da'as? At all points. In other words, at the minui and at the bitzua. In other words, at the beginning and at the end. Mitchilaso v'atzof, he has to be a bar da'as. So we have to have a situation where he was made a shliach as a bardas, he gave over the get as a bardas, but then, punkt, eno yochol lahagid, immediately afterwards, and he became the cheresh. Okay. Echad gitei noshim, echad shikro yavodim, the Gemara says, tonu rabbanan, b'shlosh adrochim shavu gitei noshim shikro yavodim, shavu moach uli mevi, this we saw in the Mishnah, b'chol get shiyesh alav eit kusi pasul chutz me gitei noshim b'shikro yavodim, this is the next Mishnah, and daf yudam ad aleph. And I just sent you there to see that we're going to have to deal with the world of Kuti via the Machlokes Tanaim. We have over there Machlokes in Tanakama, Rav Elazar, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And basically, our Mishnah is set up like Rav Elazar. That according to Rav Elazar, how many kinds of Kusim do we have? How many types of Kusim could we have? Two. We have two types of Kuti. We have the kutim with the white hats and the kutim with the black hats, right? We have the good guys and the bad guys. We have the kutim who are chaverim, who keep Torah and mitzvos, and we have the kutim who are amei haaretz. Those are two types of kutim. And since over here in the get we have a Jew signed after the kuti, this Jew is being made that this kuti is from the right type. He's from the chaverim. Mashenk and other shtaros, they don't sign together, and so the kuti may be an amei haaretz. Okay, we'll talk about this when we get to it, just that's the background. Okay, we have to deal with the kutim are geirei emes, or geirei arayos, and then if they are geirei emes, what kind of level do they have in terms of ne'emonos? That we'll talk about on daf yud and yudam adveis. But that's the basic background over here. Okay, so far? And then the third way in which get and shichur are similar, kol shtaro sa'olim ba'arka'ot she'ovdei kochavim, af al pi shechosmehem ovdei kochavim ksherim, chutz megitei noshim v'shekrurei avadim. That over here we have another tzad hashaveh between get isha and shichur eved, and that is that the arka'ot cannot create a get and a shtar shichur, even though the arkaot can create shtarei mamon. Okay? And over here, we find the Rishonim already talking about this distinction. I mean, as opposed to kutim, we wait until a little later on. There's also a Mishnah later on daf yud amud beis. But the Rishonim talk about it over here, so let's see at least to the degree the Rishonim talk about it over here. And again, we'll continue on daf yud amud beis. Let's look in Rashi. Ha'olim barko shovdei kochavim, shenasu ashtaros ayedei bezdin shovdei kochavim, shechosmehem chosmin shebetochan are ovdei kochavim, kisherim. Why, says Rashi, d'dina d'malchusa dina. Af apisha hanosen v'makabel yisraelim heim. We have this track called dina d'malchusa dina. What is the source of dina d'malchusa dina? We'll come to on the sugi on daf yud Amad Beis. Over here, Rashi simply is assuming we have this Dina of Dina and Malchus Adina. And the question is, why distinguish between Dina and Malchus Adina in the world of Mamanos and in the world of Gitin and Shichurei Eved? So Rashi continues, Schutz me Gitin Nashim, Delav B'nei Krisus Ninhu. We can't apply Dina de Malchus Adina to the world of Gitin Nashim. Hoil v'lo shayachei b'toras gitin v'kedushin. Aye, they're also not shayach to the world of mamonos. We have a whole world of mamonos, all parshas mishpatim. Eilonis mishpatim shasim lefneim, 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 akum. So not shayach to the whole Torah. So why distinguish between dinei mamonos and gitin v'kedushin? So she says, aval ha-dinim nitztavu b'nei noach, v'chein shechrurei avadim, de'b'chol psula da'oraisa shava shechur l'ged isha, gamrinan la. What over here is Rashi telling us? Into what lane is Rashi leading us? The Rashi wants to say that dina machusa dina applies to the world of dine mamanos. It does not apply to the world of gitin v'kedushin. And once it doesn't apply to gitin v'kedushin, it doesn't apply to shichur eved as well because of the lala. But what is the source of the power of dina machusa dina in dine mamanos as opposed to gitin v'kedushin? Sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. That in Sheva mitzvos b'nei noach we have a world of dinim, and according to Rashi, what does the world of dinim mean in Sheva mitzvos b'nei noach? Aval ha-dinim nitztavu b'nei noach. What does it mean? Aval ha-dinim nitztavu b'nei noach. Let's just give the background. We have a well-known machlokas rishonim. What is the mitzvah of dinim within Sheva mitzvos b'nei noach? Eiver menachai means not to eat eiver menachai. Gezel means not to steal. Avodah Zarah means not to be Avodah Zarah. What does it mean that they are mitzuveh al hadinim? That they are mitzuveh al hadinim. This is a mitzvah aseh. Classically, Shem mitzvah b'nei noach are all mitzvahs lo taseh. What does it mean to be mitzuveh al hadinim? What does the Rambam say?
To make sure that we don't do gezel, to make sure that they keep all of those other things.
Nachon. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, in the context of the Maisa of Bnei Yaakov by Toshavei Shechem. So the Rambam over there, at the end of Perek Tes, וכיצד מצווים על הדינים, חייבים להושיב דיונם ושופטים בכל פרח ופרח לדון בשש מצוות אלו, ולהסיר את העם, ובן נוח שעבר על אחס משבע מצוות אלו יהרג בסייף. מפני זה נתחייב הוא כל בעלי שכם הריגה. הרי שכם גזל, והם ראו וידו ולא דנוהו, and so they weren't מקיים the mitzvah, the שבע מצוות בני נוח. They weren't מקיים the שבע מצוות בני נוח. That the dinim means to be done on Eiver Menachai, to be done on Avodah Zarah, to be done on Gezel, to be done on the six. That's what the concept of dinim means according to the Rambam. Who is cholik on the Rambam? The Ramban. And the Ramban is cholik on the Rambam over there in Chumash, in the parish of Shechem. And how does he learn the world of dinim? Danny?
Right.
In Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, he says that everyone asks, Eich Osu B'nei Yaakov HaTzadikim HaMaisa Hazeh. So first he quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees. V'aldati Hadinim Shemanu Livnei Noach B'sheva Mitzvah Shelehem Einom Lahoshiv Dayanam B'kol Prach Bilvad Ela Tziva Otam B'dinei Gneva Onoa, Oshek, Schar Sachir, Dine Shomrim, Ones, Mefate, Abos Nezikin, Chovel Vachavero, Dine Malve Velove, Dine Mekach Umemkar, Kayotzi Behem, Binyan Hadinim Shinstavu Yisrael, Ve Neherag Aleihem, if they go against the dinim that they set up. Right? That the Iker is to set up a framework of dinim. That's their mitzvah, to set up a framework of dinim. Which way did Rashi understand? Clearly the Ramban. Rashi over here understood dinim is the Ramban. They have a mitzvah to set up a framework of dinim. Don't we have also in Sheva Mitzvot Tinei Noach a begin of arayos? And shouldn't that mean they also have a mitzvah to set up a framework of arayos? And so why? In other words, again, Rashi will distinguish between gitin v'kedushin and dinim. Because they have a chiyuv to set up a ma'arechet of mamonos, Therefore, even if the parties involved are Jews, this is a track that they are allowed to use. They're allowed to use the track of Dina de Machusa Dina because of the Chiyuv Hashem Instituted Noach. In terms of Gitin V'Kedushin, Rashi says, Lav b'nei krisus ninu. Lo shayachei b'toras Gitin V'Kedushin. Don't they also have a mitzvah of Gili Arayas? It's not Gitin V'Kedushin. They have no concept of Kedushin. They have no concept of Gitin.
No, it's one of the number of the Sheish Arayas.
It's not one of the Sheish Arayas, correct. And the Rambam basically defines what is the concept over there of their Kedushin. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus and the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. In the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam points out that Lifnei Matan Torah, which is the world of Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk, Imratzo Hu Vehi Lisa Osa Machnisa L'Toch Beiso, Uboala Beinoga Bein Atzma, V'ti Yelo L'Isha. Move over to the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. He deals with the other end of the spectrum.
She agreed to it.
Ratza hu vehi. The Rambam in Perek Hilchos Malachim Perek Tes Halacha Ches points out. Me'emasai tihya eishes chaveiro kigrusha shelanu, mishiyotzienu mibeito, v'yishlachena le'atzma, o mishateitzehi mitachas rishuso, v'telechla, she'en lehem gerushin bichsav, v'en adavar toli bo bilvad, ela kolzman shiyirtzehu ohi lefrosh zemize porshin. Namely, that as opposed to a formal relationship that's built on Kedushin and Gerushin, there is this mitzius of Ishus, which is created by Ratzon and which is broken by Ratzon. So within the world of Dinim, there was a mitzvah on them to set up a formal system. Within the world of Ishus, there was never a mitzvah on them to set up a formal system. It simply remained on the level of a relationship of ratzon. Ratza hu vehi lisaotza machnisa letoch beisa uboala v'tiyo lisha. Simply the ratzon to live together, that's called ishus, and that creates eishes chaveiro, and eishes chaveiro is one of the arayos. That arayos is broken by the fact that calls man sheyirtzahu ohi lefrosh semize porshim. It's more simply what would be called an existential relationship rather than a formal juridic relationship. And therefore, since there's no ma'arechet, there's no framework by B'nai Noach, so therefore there's no parallel to Dina de Mechusa Dina. Okay? So Rashi over here is working with the Ramban in terms of his definition of Dina de Mechusa Dina, and the Rambam's definition of Ishus, and you put those two together, so then in the world of Mamonos, we have a Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach to set up a system, and that system can be an alternate system for a Jew, Dina Mechusa Dina, but there's no system that's set up in the world of Ishus that remains on the level of Ratzahu Vehi Lachnis, Ratzahu Vehi Lefrosh, and therefore that there's no Dina de Machusa Dina if there's no system, if there's no system to speak about. That's Rashi's approach. Moving over to Tosvos, Tosvos says, Ava pisha chosmeim elu dekochavim sherem chutz migitei noshim omer ri de chosmeim ov dekochavim yesh livsol afal pisha ksavo Yisrael v'gav b'nei krisus ninhu v'od debinan rishma ov dekochavim adaiti denavshei ko'avid. Namely, Tosos, the entire Tosos doesn't mention at all the concept of Dina de Machusa Dina. This is not, according to Tosos, that which distinguishes between Mamonos and Gitin v'Kedushin, but rather, what's the distinction? What is the chisaron bagitim v'kedushin? Not a lack of shemenus b'nei Noach, not a lack of dinochus adina, but rather a lack of ne'emonus on the side of the signatories. Where do we have this lack of ne'emonus? A, lav b'nei Christus ninu. They're not shayach to this area of life. B, the be'inon lishma. They're not shayach to lishma. C, lav b'nei shlichus ninu. Tosis is assuming the be'inon sheyomar lesofer lichtov v'la'edim chasomu. Mashma de b'nei shlichus. How does Tosis understand the writing of a get? What is the role of the sofer and the edim? Shlichim. What does the Torah say? What language of the Torah? V'kosav la sefer krisus. V'kosav la, so the sofer is the shliach of the Baal. According to Rav Meir, v'kosav la means edei chasima. So the edei chasima are the shlichim of the Baal. They are fulfilling the Baal's v'kosav la. So they have to be b'nei shlichus. So the chisaron over here in Gitin, the Kedushin, is a chisaron of Eidus. We don't have Eidus. We don't have proper Eidim. Okay, so far so good. Then Tosfos continues, Va'od de psurin le'edus. Va'od de psurin le'edus. That Eidus has a requirement of sheker ana be'achiv, and an ovei kochavim is lav achiv. 1, 2, and 3, lav b'nei krisus, lav b'nei lishma, lav b'nei shlichus, those are relevant only to the world of Gitin v'Kedushin. But the fourth principle Tosfos brings up, that we have a psul le'edus, l'chora, what should that apply to as well? To mamonos. V'kevon de'lav b'nei edus ninu hayaroy afilu kol shtaros ha'olim barakao shalv de'kochavim lifsol min ha'torah. Afilu elusam omdim l'raya. So what does Tosfos conclude? What's Tosfos' bottom line? How does Tosfos continue? Why should these Eidim be good in the world of Mamonos if there is a lack of Ne'emonos? We have a Takana Midrabanan. Hecha dekim lohu besahadusa yushu emet. That then they will work in which realm? In which form? What shtar will they work on? Shtari Raya. A shtar Raya that requires a degree of Ne'emonos. Midrabanan, if we have a situation of kimlan b'sadusayushu emet, that we have a reason to think that they're telling the truth, then ashtar raya will be good midrabanan. Mashein kein by ashtar kinyan, that's a parsha, a gzeiras hakosuf, that a shtar has the ability to, transfer ownership. That's a gzeras hakosuf by a Jew. That's nothing to do with ne'emonos. That's a din of shtar, and that doesn't apply to the world of Arkaot. So according to Tosfos, the world of Arkaot works midrabanan for shtar raya, and we don't have a takana in the world of Gitin v'Kedushin. So we have four reasons why it can't work in the world of Gitin v'Kedushin. Three is that these einam ramufka from Gitin v'Kedushin. And the fourth is that basically midoraisa the mufka from them on us. Yes.
Well, we say with the doses that this is just kind of within the, concept of the shlotin al delat that they loved it. The same reason that we would follow the alayis ksav is all one kind of.
Yitachain. Tells us that, and it's not only talking about over here the world of halva. It's also talking about mekachu memkar, ashtar rai mekachu memkar. But Chazal made a takana midrabana. All of this is fine and good until we hit Rabbeinu Yakar. If we open up the Rush to our sugya, so on the Mishnah of Kol Ashtaros Olos Barkos and Sif Yud in the Rush, over there in the Hagos Ashri, the Hagos Ashri states, this is from the Mordechai, quoting the Mordechai, Mori Rabbeinu Yakar, Haya Omer, The Ovdei Kochavim Hamuchzakim She'inam Krovim K'sherim Le'edus K'da'amar Hacha. And then on that, the Mordechai says, V'lo Nehirali L'hachshir Ovdei Kochavim Le'edus K'evon She'inam B'chlal Achicha V'lo Adif Me'evim V'hacha Nira She'tekonas Chachamim U'shetiknu B'shtaros Ha'olos Barakol Sh'ovdei Kochavim She'yuk She'rim V'sh'ovdei Kochavim Makpidem Al'ashtaros Barakoseihem Im B'psulim V'chulei. So the Mordechai is like Tosfos. The Mordechai says we have over here a takana, because Mida Oraisa, the Edim on the Arkos are possible, they lack Achicha. Rabbeinu Yakar, however, said, Ovdei Kochavim Amuchzakim She'enam Krovim She'enam Tzlicha, She'enam Shakron Ovdei Kochavim She'amuchzakim She'enam Shakronim K'sherim Le'edus. What's going on over here? Rabbeinu Yochar understands that the din of Arkaos is a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. Ovdei kochavim mochzakim she'enam shakranim k'sherim le'edus. On that, the Mordechai says, no, it's only a takana midrabanan. What could be the basis of Rabbeinu Yochar? Self called self. I mean, they're not achicha. They're not edim. How can you have Edim Ksherim Midoraisa who are not Edim?
They are shy
of
the Yonim Amonos Midoraisa. In the same way that we feel on
the. Now, this is, again, Tosos is not bringing in Dina de Machusa Dina at all.
Right, so does Rabbeinu Yochar seem to be saying like Rashi?
No, he's not saying over here like Rashi. Rashi says. Not that we have over here Edim Shem. Rashi says we have a maslul, we have a track of Dina Damachusa of Sheva Mitzvot Peni Noach. In Sheva Mitzvot Peni Noach we have a din of Dinim. Dinim creates a Dina Machusa Dina. Jews can avail themselves of that track. That's not Rabbeinu Yochar. Rabbeinu Yochar is working within the framework of Tosfos that we have to have over here Edim Ksherim. Within the world of Gitin V'Kedushin, the Arkaos Einam B'nei Krisus, Einam B'nei Shlichus, Einam, they don't know the din of Lishma. So they're out from the world of Gitin V'Kedushin. They're out from the world of Shichur Eved because we have the Gzeira Shava Lala. But they're in the world of Dinei Mamonos. We have this din of Achicha, Tosis is Kasha. So I sent you to a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Perek Kafhei, beginning of Perek of Dalet, says as follows: Yesh l'dayan l'adun b'dinei mamonos al pi hadvarim shedaito note lahen shein emes. V'hadavar chazak b'libo shehu kein. Af al pi she'ein sham shum re'aya brura. V'ein tzarech lomrem haya yodeya b'vaday she'adavar kein shehu dan kefi ma she'yodeya. And he gives example after example. And one example he gives is, afilu hayesa isha o eved ne'emonim etzlo. Ha'wil u'matza hadavar chazak v'nachon b'libo somech alav v'don. That we have a track of din, which works according to what rule? Yediyah sadayan. Yesh ledayan loadun dinei mamonos alfi hadvarim shedaito note shehein emes v'hadavar chazak belibo shehu kein. In other words, that even though we don't have a raya in the world of rayos, We don't have a raya that would stand up to the laws of Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. In the world of Dinei Mamonos, the dayan can be done in this case. For example, he says, if you have an Isha or an Eved, and the dayan believes them, so he can paskin based on their Edus, even though in the world of Edus, it's Edus Psula. When then do we require the Dinim of Edus? When do we need the Dinim of Edus? If you don't need Edus, when do we need the Dinim of Edus? So Rambam concludes that since we have this principle, im yoda hadayon, V'chein kol kayotze bo, shein adova maser olibo shel dayan lefi mashe yirelo shehu din emes. Im ken lama hitzricha haTorah shnei edim, shebizman shiyavo'u lifnei hadayan shnei edim, yodun al pi edusan afa pi she'en yodea im ve'emes he'idu o b'sheker. When there is no yediyas emes, that's when we use shnei edim. When the dayan knows the emes of the case, due to all sorts of circumstantial evidence, due to all sorts of edus that al pi din doesn't have a status of edus, but the dayan knows that they're telling the truth, he feels you're telling the truth, that in dinei mamonos he can paskin like. If he doesn't know what the truth is, and two edim come and say, this is what happened, then he's samech on the two edim. All the Reino Yakar did was simply take this one step further. Not only can the Dayan use as circumstantial evidence Isha and Eved, what can Dayan also use? Goy. That the edus of the Goyim can also serve as this emes. That's Reino Yakar again. Hayya omer, ovdei kochavim amuchzokim she'enom shakranim, Sheirim le'edus. Not edus b'tor al pishnayim edim yokum davar. Edus b'tor shehadayin yodeya shehadavar hazehu emes. And once the dayan knows that davar hazehu emes, this is a din within dinei mamonos. So then, this would be in the world of shtar eraya. It couldn't create a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan, that's a din of shtar. The din of shtar is something that we need al pishnayim edim yokum davar. So we have over here then three different deos. We have Rashi who holds that the shtaros olos ba'arkaos are a track of dina d'machusa dina. They're a track of shevem mitzvos b'nei noach that a Jew has got to take advantage of. Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yakar don't go in that direction at all. This has nothing to do with dina d'machusa dina. This has to do with the ne'emanus of the edim. According to Tosfos, on Shtarei Raya, we have a Takana Drabanan that Edim of the Goyim, who are Mukhzak Bekashrus, are Ne'eman. They're Ne'eman to create a Shtar Raya. They're Ne'eman on Midrabanan to create a Shtar Raya. According to Rabbeinu Yakar, they're Ne'eman Midoraisa to create a Shtar Raya, based on the fact that we have a track called Yediyah Se'emes. Yediyah Se'emes. That the Yediyas HaEmes can be used in the world of Mamonos. It can't be used in the world of of Onshin. It can't be used in any world other than the world of Mamonos. Ain based in Onshin beOmed Hadas, Ela Al Pi Eidim beRaya Brura. When it comes to the world of Onshin, Gitin, Kedushin, Vechule, there you can't use Omed Hadas. There you need Eidim. Edim Sheirim, and Edim Sheirim the Goyim Ramufka from. So we have over here then these three tracks. Why does Tosfos ignore Dina Machusadina? I mean, isn't Rashi Beferish Gemara? Well, let's look at that Gemara for 1 minute.
The Gemara is Dina Machusadina from Shtari Kinyan, essentially. And the conclusion is, meaning maybe Shtari Kinyan, when he did the Machusadina, Shtari Raya seems to be even before that.
In other words, if you look in the Gemara Daf Yudam Days, the Gemara was bothered, what is the source of the Mishnah? And the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Dina de Malchusa Dina. V'i bo yis'ema t'ni chutz mikid gitei nashim. Rashi is the Resha. Rashi is assuming Dina de Malchusa Dina. It's kind of according to Rashi. It even applied to Shtarei Kinyan. In other words, this is the Resha. Kol Shtaros Halim Bar Kol Shalzei Kochavim is kosher. If you're using Dina Mechusa Dina, this is their track. It applies, they set up a system of Shtari Kinyan, so we'll apply Dina Mechusa Dina even to Shtari Kinyan. V'i bo yis'ema, we're not using Dina Mechusa Dina, t'ni chutz mikigitei nashim, namely that we have over here a Din of Shtari Raya. That's Tosfos, that we have a Din of Shtari Raya. Shtari Raya are built on the Eidus. It won't help us for Gitin V'kedushin, Einam B'nei Krisus, there's no Lushma, they're not b'nei shlichus. It will help us in the world of shtari raya, either mitzad midrabanan, a takana, or midoraisa, the track of omed hadas, the track of yediyas ha'emes. So basically, Rashi and Tosfos over here are simply working off of the two lashonos of the Gemara. Rashi is working off of the Lishna Kama, and Tosfos is working off of the Iboyis Ema. Generally, we have a rule in the Rush from the Gaonim, that whenever you have an Iboy Seima, we go after the Iboy Seima. We go after the Lishna Basra. So Tosfos was working off of the Lishna Basra. That's why he ignores Dina the Bechusa Dina. And Rashi was working off of the Lishna Kama. Okay, what we still have to deal with over here is the whole nature of Dina Machusa Dina that we didn't deal with. We just pointed out that Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach allow us to use Dina Machusa Dina in the context of Mamonos. But what is Dina Machusa Dina? That will hold off until Daf Yud Amud Beis. Okay, let's stop over here. Yes?
Rabbi Yafar, if we talk about our codes here, being certain emunas to have in our codes, does that mean that even a goyish guy would have this UPS?
No. No, that we are somech that which was done in the arkaot is emes. We know that the arkaot are muchsak. Mm-hmm. That the arkaot are muchsak. That the arkaot wouldn't allow for a shtar in which the edim would not be muchsakim. Okay. Okay, well, in other words, we'll move to Amir Tzoshem next time. We left a lot open today. I'm aware, because we're dealing over here with three Mishnayos, one after the other. And so in terms of Eidei Kusim, we didn't touch at all. That we'll have to hold off. In terms of the world of Arkaos, we'll get more involved in terms of Dina Machus Adina when we get to the Sugya of Dina Machus Adina. And in terms of Zachin, when we get to the Mishnah of Zachin, that we'll deal with Zachin in greater detail, but at least to read our Gemara, we can read our Gemara with the Rishonim. We're now moving over to two sugyas that are dealt with Al Atar. One is the sugya of Mekarin Lehem, and the other is the sugya Mekarin Lehem, Korin Lehem, namely, can you have Edim who are illiterate? They can't sign their names and they can't read the Shtar. Is that an issue? So here I gave you the Rishonim dealing with it. And secondly, in terms of the world of La'achar Misa, at what point can the get to be given? This will return us a bit to Zochin. Here we have Rashi Tosos, and I send you to one of the Ksosis that we're dealing with. Okay, so basically it's to go through the most of the Gemara over here on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Seder? Okay.